The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Back here with the Outdoors and Radio Show. I'm Alan Ellis, and sitting by my side is
me.
It's Robin Ellis. Yes, indeed. So, hey, we didn't announce it the last hour, but we are going to start our fishing tackle giveaway this week. And same as the muzzleloader contest in the fall, you call in, give us your number so we can contact you if you happen to win. Go on the air with me, say hi, or I want to get in the contest. You can even email your entry to ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Put me in the contest for the fish and tackle. Tackle Box Tim is going to supply some handmade baits for us, hand-painted baits and so forth, different package each month. And we're looking forward to working with Tim for the next few months on that. So just kind of a way to generate some more phone calls, get some more interest, get people talking about fishing, and have some fun. So thank you.
And we love giving stuff away.
Yeah, we like giving stuff away. Chris doesn't like writing all the names down, but we just continue to add to his responsibilities because that's what happens when you're good at what you do. Right, Chris?
I'll send you the bill in the mail.
One of these days, I'm going to hate to see that bill.
That's all right. That's all right. Oh, my goodness. We'll try to get you a T-shirt for Big Al's fishing tournament. So see what happens. 410 WCBM 680 is the phone number, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to talk about anything or get in a contest, we'd be glad to take your call. So we would. Any callers on the line, Uncle Chris?
Captain Don.
Oh, okay, Captain Don. Morning, Captain Don.
Good morning, Robin, and good morning, Alan. How are you all doing this morning?
Wonderful. How are you?
Great. Well, I guess I'm the first to enter the contest.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And I hope I'm the first to win.
Well, let's see what happens.
That's
possible. If nobody else enters for the rest of the month, it's a lock.
Well, I've mentioned it to several of my buddies this week.
Yeah.
And I think that they were getting ready to kill me if they got up early to listen and there's no contest. So I hope they do call you and get in.
Yeah, and anybody that called the last hour will let's see. Chris, I think you have Glenn's number from last week, and I think I have Mark's number. So I think we had two callers. I know we have Miss Fran's number.
Miss Fran, yeah.
Yeah, we have Miss Fran's number. So just write them down, Chris, and put a question mark beside the phone number, and we'll figure it out. How's that sound?
There you go.
Yeah, so...
We make it work. It doesn't always work easy, but we make it work.
Yeah, we try to make it work. So
there you go.
Yep.
So as you were on the Western Shore yesterday, it sounds like.
Yes, it was.
A wonderful day.
Yeah.
And I were going out for a day of fishing. We checked the weather forecast, and the winds seemed to be fine. And so as we're heading out through the mouth of the Magotty, it looked like a gale was blowing right in off of the bay. And I'm telling you, the waves and the wind, and I think the current was working against us. We had to turn around and come back in.
That's no good.
We didn't have a big boat. In fact, my buddy calls it the minnow.
Yeah.
And started singing the theme.
3-hour tour.
Yeah. You don't want to be out on a boat in a storm named the Minnow.
That's true. Yeah, something about that, you know.
Yeah. So we weren't prepared to go this morning, and this morning looks beautiful out on the bay. So It's just crazy.
That's fishing. Didn't you know that?
That is fishing.
Yeah.
So with the smallmouth spawn and the way we fish for smallmouth, okay, it's a timing thing. It's primarily the water temperature kicks it off, but it's also, as I learned from my biologist buddy Uncle Dale, the diurnal period, the amount of daylight, you know. So what happens is there's a team of guys that fish the reservoir in particularly late April, early May for smallmouth bass. And it's a kind of a sight fishing thing. You know, you kind of look to see if the beds are being, you know, made by the smallmouth as they fan out the vegetation and get down to the gravel where they like to lay their eggs. You know, you fish the trees, any place where there's, you know, a log or brush in the water. You fish around that to see if you can pick up a fish. And as it got towards the end of last week, the fishing was getting a little better and a little better, and the water temperature, because of the daytime and overnight temperatures, was getting better and better. And my buddy called me and said, I don't think we should wait till Friday. I said, okay. He said, the weather doesn't look good, the temperatures don't look good, but with this 80 degrees over the weekend, I think Tuesday's going to be our day. Well, Monday night, the infamous tornado came up through West Virginia, Frederick, Westminster, and ended up at the base of the dam. We were a little concerned about the water conditions, you know, and the way it looked. Well, the water was certainly roiled. There was a lot of pollen, but there was a lot of increased depth to the water, and we just didn't know how that day was going to turn out. Well, we wound up waiting about an hour and a half to get the first strike, and we'd fished and fished and fished in some spots where they had picked up fish before. Finally, we caught one. Nice fish, gravid female, 19-inch smallmouth bass was the first one in the boat, and we stayed kind of in that area, and we picked up four or five more. We kept moving. We kept fishing, you know, down sticks and ends of logs and things like that, and we'd pick one up here and there, pick one up here and there, and it got to be lunchtime, and we had nine fish in the boat. So,
there you go.
We had eight or nine, I can't remember. One little tiny largemouth that just accidentally hit something that was meant for something else. But anyway, that was our morning. So we ate our sub for lunch in the boat while we were trekking to another part of the reservoir. We got on one shoreline, and we picked up two or three fish there. We pulled into another cove, and magic happened. You could see the beds. You could see the stumps. And we caught four or five nice fish in about 100 feet. And we wound up catching, I think, 18, 19, 20. We kind of lost track after a while. The bulk of them were smallmouth bass, or two tiny largemouth in there, but the bulk of them were smallmouth bass between 16 and 20 inches. And there were some good-sized males. There were some smaller females. And then there were, you know, the 19, 20-inch fish, there were like three of those quality fish. So we had a wonderful day, great day. And some of it was sight fishing. Some of it was just throwing to where you thought the fish might be and waiting for some, you know, a fish to pick up your bait and then throwing back in and antagonizing that fish to bite. And everything went back in. But we caught fish that hadn't been caught. So we knew that the spawn was on and probably over in that day's period. So very happy to hit that right on the mark.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
So, Chris, we got any other callers online?
Yes, we've got Steve and we've got Charles.
Okay. Don, I want to talk to you more about this text you sent me the other day about the bow fishermen being cited for shooting snakeheads in Anne Arundel County.
The sound bite on that from the folks over here is that the laws and the rules aren't keeping up with the current affairs, the snakehead invasion.
Right.
And it's a way to get rid of the snakehead, not get rid of less than the population.
Yeah,
but
I got it.
We'll talk later. That's because it's very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I forwarded that to Hunters of Maryland. They're looking into it. I know that the contact has already been made with NRP. So, you know, stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Okay. Y'all have a great weekend.
Thanks.
You too, Captain Don.
See you, Captain
Take
Don.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep. Let's talk to Steve. Morning, Steve. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Doing great.
I'm not usually up this early, but when I am, I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
So I'm getting ready to head to the airport. I'm flying down to South Carolina for a week's vacation and looking forward to doing some fishing while I'm down there.
You going to Myrtle Beach?
Pauley's Island, actually.
Oh, that's a wonderful nice. Place, yeah.
Yeah, and we have a creek dock at the beach house, so I like to get up in the mornings and head out while everybody else is waking up and having their coffee and toss a line out for a while, and then same thing when we get back in the evenings. It's a great way to relax and unwind, especially after this past year.
No kidding. You're right about that. Rob and I have been talking. We need a vacation ourselves. So
Bad
vacation. So, all right, man. Well, good. I'm glad you're in the contest, and thanks for calling in. You say you're leaving today?
Yes, sir. I'm on the way to the airport right now.
Oh, that's what you said, yeah. Well, enjoy yourself, buddy. Enjoy yourself.
I appreciate it. Y'all have a good weekend.
You do the same. Thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Have a super day.
Let's talk to Charles. Morning, Charles.
Yes. I'd like to ask about the blue catfish fishery and the state of Maryland that has changed its requirements for having commercial fishing with a blue catfish.
Okay. Well, the blue catfish have been a problem for a long, long time. They were placed here. They're not an now they're considered an invasive species, but they were stocked. The effect as far as a large predatory fish on other fish, you know, white perch, shad, herring, and everything else, is pretty detrimental. I guess it's been nearly 10 years ago we started hearing about blue catfish. We had, The Oyster Recovery Program had an event for a couple years in a row called Mermaid's Kiss, I think, something like that, at the aquarium, where they would bring in restaurants from around Baltimore and the region to prepare dishes. And one year, the blue catfish was on the menu. And we talked to one of the big seafood wholesale companies, one of the principals of that, and they were saying that at that point, they had increased, now this is 10 years ago, they had increased their commercial catch from, I think, 100,000 pounds to 300,000 pounds of blue catfish in one year. And that is, I think, going up since then. So I don't know about changing what you mean as far as changing their efforts commercially, but there certainly has been an increased focus on it. And, I mean, they're great recreational fish, but they're just everywhere, just like snakeheads. You know?
I think that the blue catfish will eradicate the snakehead. And the reason I stuttered was this. Okay, the state of Maryland has definitely changed its approach. Where it required that where catfish, blue catfish, were harvested in commercial fishing companies, whatever, fish companies.
Yeah.
They used to have an inspector on site.
Right.
It was crazy. Okay, at any rate, Maryland's gotten better on that. And so the blue catfish is now in every tributary.
Just about, yep.
It's the dominant predator for the next 10 years, maybe 12.
Right.
What are we going to do about it?
Well... What do you mean, what are we going to do about it? What can we do about it? What can we do about snakeheads? What can we do about flatheads? Talk to me. Tell me what your recommendations are.
Harvest everything. Take the smallest one and make sure that everybody takes it out of the fishery.
Well, that's what they're encouraging. That's what they're encouraging people to do. Now, it is illegal to transport live blue and flathead catfish from one body to another, and anyone in violation can be fined up to $2,500. I think they should make that violation 10 times the amount. If you take an invasive species from one body to another in Maryland, and you know, in you personally introduced that because of your selfishness and wanting to catch that fish, okay, in a place closer to you, then I think you should be fined to the fullest extent of the law.
Agreed. And also, to be sure, these things were introduced legally by the state of Virginia
right.
in the 70s.
They were. Yes, yeah. They were, absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
And that, now you can catch a 100-pound blue catfish in the James River.
There you go, and nothing else, because that's the whole biomass. What I'm saying is this. It should be netted. It should be culled. It should be completely – it can't be wiped out, whatever. It'll find its place, it'll find its niche, whatever. But for those who are wondering about the rockfish, whatever, okay, the rockfish is definitely going on moratorium. Just catch catfish.
So you're saying that the blue cats and the flathead catfish are responsible for the decline in the population of striped bass?
No.
Not saying that?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Oh, what you're saying is lay off the rockfish for a while, and if you want to catch a 50-pound fish, switch over to catfish.
Okay, or something like that. The bottom line is this, though, that catch as many blue catfish and bring them to market.
Yeah.
Now the state of Maryland has changed its regulations about having literally an inspector there trying.
Yeah.
Literally being present as they skin and butcher the catfish. It's changed. So bring the blue catfish to market. Make it a very cheap and.
Okay.
Affordable protein.
I think I get that. I think what you're saying is allow the recreational angler to sell his catch.
Oh, of course. Meanwhile, there's no limit on the recreational, and make it possible that the commercial fisherman can get a subsidy to catch every blue catfish in the bay.
Why subsidize them? Well, I mean, let the market represent what the value of the fish is. I think the effort should be made in, telling people how good they are to eat, how to prepare them, what recipes to use. And, it can be done. They try that with every invasive species. Okay, some work and some don't. You're not going to get me to eat a nutria, I don't think. Okay? But you're definitely going to get me to eat a blue catfish, and I have eaten blue catfish, and they're delicious. Okay, so
they are. It's a great source of protein.
Yes.
All I'm saying is this: that the blue catfish is coming.
And it's here.
Every tributary is going to change the bay.
It will do. I agree. So.
All right.
Good. Thanks, Charles. I appreciate it. I agree with you. Take care.
Very good.
All right. Bye bye. 410-WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. You want some tackle to catch blue catfish? Well, I got the idea for you. Head to Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. You can give them a call, too, if you want, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. They've got live and frozen bait, which is good for catfish. They've got live minnows as well, because catfish like lively minnows, no question about it. Or if you want to just catch some panfish and use those for blue catch, you can do that as well. 410-242-6108 is their phone number. Make sure before you go, though, you replace the line on your reels. Get some fresh line so you can handle those big 80-pound blue catfish and get that line spooled on right there at Clyde Sports Shop. They have the technology to wind line onto your spools, and they have a great selection of all kinds of monofilament and Power Pro braided line. Shakespeare, ugly stick rods, Shakespeare rods, Fluger rods and reels, pen rods and reels, heavy duty stuff forever. They have a rod now that's called a Shoremaster, I believe. There's the rod for catfish. Check it out at Clyde Sports Shop, and they have the great St. Croix rods as well. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. So you've put it off long enough. Spring has sprung. Time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. And Backyard Billy's Robin, you've been there.
Oh, yeah.
Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. It'll even help make your deck fun, right?
Yes. Giant
selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs in all styles and colors, especially Adirondack chairs. You got a big family? You can get a table up there to put 10 people at in your backyard if you want. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you'll check out the barbecue grills, Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region for that gas fireplace insert or pellet stove or whatever you need. Visit Backyard Billy's, and they do have pellets in stock year-round. Visit BackyardBillys.com, call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500 for Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. It certainly is. Hey, let's talk about Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors.
Really nice place.
Bay Country Crabbing Outdoors and Edgewater invite you to their new location, 3137 Solomon's Island Road. That's Route 2 on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Want to call them at 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and tidewater, freshwater, tidal water, and bay fishing tackle, too. And now, Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting department with Hoyt, Prime, and Matthews bows and accessories, arrows, and more stuff on the way. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, fishing and crabbing bait, ice, stackable traps, commercial parts, stackable traps, commercial pots, rig trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and seasoning.
Yes.
And a full line of fishing tackle and gear.
I bought out the season.
Yeah, you did. At Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. For more information, call 410-956-0300, 956-0300. Hey, Waterman, bring your license for your discount, baycountrycrabandsupply.com. We'll be right back.
Big upper level low pressure keeping Mom's Day weekend on the cloudy gray side with some light showers in and out of the picture today and tomorrow. And the numbers stay well below average throughout the weekend. We really don't get back to average until the week ahead. Our high today only 60 degrees, more than 10 degrees colder than average with some light showers and northwest winds. Low to mid 40s tonight, more showers Sunday, and a high of 60 near 70 Monday. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Line-X bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Line-X bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadenceville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie and Cadenceville Line-X can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie or Cadenceville Line-X install your Line-X spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Line-X. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Callers, but before we do, we have an occasional caller by the name of Mike. Lives out near Liberty Reservoir. Fishes a lot. Fishes the Metro Bass tournaments, I believe. Mike, you had a longtime fishing partner named Ernie, and Ernie has survived a bout with cancer and would like to reconnect with you. So that would be great. And I know Ernie listens to the show, and he believes that Mike calls in from time to time.
What's the initial of the first last name? It was a G, wasn't it?
No. It's Ernie.
No.
Ernie P, Mike G.
Mike G, Ernie P. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Mike G, Ernie P. Yep. Those two guys used to fish together all the time. Ernie got cancer.
I know. They lost track of each other.
Lost track. Yep. So.
And we've tried to find him on Facebook, do things through that. We weren't sure if we had the right person.
Right.
So we are looking for Mike G.
Mike G. Yep.
And please contact us.
Yep.
Alan's email or call before we get off the air and talk to Chris.
Yep.
And this guy really misses you.
He
and
does.
He's trying hard to get a hold of you.
No question.
And we would have helped connect these two people.
Exactly. So let's go to Dave and then Walt and then Stan, the truck driving man. Morning, Dave. Dave, are you with
Hello?
Us? Dave, good morning. Sorry for the
good
wait.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
If I was any better, they'd upgrade me to miserable.
I've had days like that. I understand.
And some of the places I've worked, being upgraded to miserable been a good thing.
Got it. Got it.
The reason I'm calling, not only to sign up for that
fish and tackle giveaway,
is I was just wondering what was the crab harvest last year and what is it projected for this coming year?
I hope it's good.
I'm glad you asked because I just spoke to Janine the other day, actually emailed her, and let's see that email. Janine McClare, she's in charge now, and she said that the midwinter survey has been taken. The results are in, but they haven't put together the press release yet. So I said, look, Maryland Loves Crabs is coming out a little earlier this year, so we'd love to have that report of the midwinter survey. But she did not reveal anything to me, unfortunately. So I don't know the answer.
I really, sounds really, like really want a good one this year.
What's that?
It sounds like the government census. We've taken the numbers, but we're not telling you.
Yeah, we're cooking the books.
And we're going to steam the crabs.
Yes, exactly. So we'll work on that here in the next week or so. As soon as we find anything out, of course, we'll let you know. So,
okay, thank you much.
My pleasure. Sure. Thanks for the call.
I have got a craving for crabs.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Take care, Walt. Walt, good morning, Walt. Hello, Walt.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you're up.
Yeah, just FYI for everybody that's listening, there's something going on at the Bay Bridge.
Yeah.
They got road blockage and everything.
We know.
Isn't that something about somebody said guns drawn? And?
Yeah, we know. Are you coming from the west side to the east side?
My son-in-law and grandson were coming over because I'm taking my grandson up to a shotgun clinic at Hopewell Fish and Game for youth. And they were running late, and they eastbound was completely shut down with all kinds of barricades, and westbound
that's true.
They had a circle around and everything. It's real nasty.
Thank you for the update, though. I really appreciate it. Our first caller was going turkey hunting, and they had trouble, A, getting on the bridge, and then once they got across the bridge, then they wound up getting caught in traffic somewhere near Kent Narrows.
Let me try those
like
traffic
that.
Cams so again.
We'll try and figure out what's happened. Maybe somebody knows and give us a call.
Okay, well, I'd let you know. The reason why I was calling, I was going to ask you what your views are with ammunition issues. Last year around deer season, you couldn't find a slug or a sabot anywhere. My son-in-law had a hard time getting ammunition for his gun. And then every time I go to Bass Pro, I go there and look, and they don't have ammunition at all.
I know.
And then different manufacturers or places that sell the stuff, I'll get emails that they have 5.56 and stuff like that available, but the price is three times.
Yep.
At a lot of $1,000. You used to be able to buy $1,000 for $6 and something a box, and now they're $15 and no discounts. And what do you think is causing that? Is it the COVID and the manufacturing issues?
Part of it. The manufacturers were closed down because of COVID. They couldn't employ anybody to produce ammunition. But the main thing, in my opinion, is demand. I think that people have just bought that many firearms in this country that the demand is over the top for ammunition. And the COVID, hit at a time when, people were concerned about their country, concerned about the election, concerned about riots, concerned about everything that goes unrest and everything that goes along with that. And I think people, with the defunding the police movement and all that type of noise and talk, people are doing what one of our earlier callers said, arming themselves to protect themselves. And I think that's a good thing. The consequences are that there's a lack of ammunition, So I bought ammunition for years and years and years and years, even if I didn't need it. And, I have, mostly for hunting. So I'm not too worried about that type of thing. And I'm not a rabid handgun guy, but I can certainly protect myself. And I will tell you something. It doesn't matter to me if you invade my home, if I shoot you with a load of number 6 rabbit loads or number double BB, triple BB goose steel loads. Okay? You're still going to be shot. I don't have to shoot you with a 9mm. I don't have to shoot you with a 380 or a 357 Magnum. Follow me?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And I'm like you. I always had enough ammunition. And when I bought, like, slugs for my Remington for deer hunting, I'd always buy a whole case of them because then they're the same lot. You sight it in, and you're pretty comfortable. But as it runs down, and I have enough probably for the next 10 years for me deer hunting. You know, because they're all the same lot.
You and I both.
But my son-in-law, he couldn't find stuff. I had gifted him a slug gun, Remington, and had a few slugs left. And last year when he tried to buy them, towards the end of the season, he had three slugs left. And he couldn't find any anywhere at all. And so he did get a couple Hornadies later, and now that he found a place that has some, and he's going to buy enough for his gun for the next 10 years just to make sure he has them.
Right. I got it. Bay Bridge situation has to do with some person who apparently is trying to take their lives on the Bay Bridge, I believe.
No.
No?
It's not.
What is it?
Sorry to hear that.
I thought it was over on this side of the shore. Okay, they got a jumper. Okay, but I thought it was something on this side.
It is. It still is.
I know, but what I mean was I thought it was off of the bridge on Kent Island.
I don't know. It's just nuts. So.
Yeah, my son-in-law just said he thinks it's on Kent Island because that's where they had a bunch of the barricades.
That's what everything else says.
Okay. Well, I guess
we'll... Eastbound bridge is completely shut down. They're not letting anybody go there. And the westbound, they're circulating them off of 50, and they have to go around and then get back on. So.
Somebody said a police chase. It was a standoff now.
A police chase into a standoff. Wow.
So there's all kinds of stuff.
All the rumors fit to print right here.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you, and have a good day.
All right, you too.
Bye. You have a great day.
Let's talk to underpaid Stan the truck driving man. How you doing, Stan?
We don't do this for the money. We do this for the prestige.
I understand.
So,
oh my God.
So are,
I was going to go ahead.
Stan, are they setting us up for a big jump in gas prices because there aren't enough tank truck drivers out there?
Hey, wait a minute. Stan might have an update on the traffic.
Stan, do you have an update on the traffic eastbound on Route 50?
Oh, man, I can just tell you, coming from Annapolis up 97, I couldn't count the amount of cars that are headed that way. The Sheriff's Department and three-quarters of Anne Arundel County headed down that way. Some van I've never seen before, but all gooched out with the psychedelics, and they are flying.
Woo! That sounds like fun.
But there's like a roadblock, a slowdown, just as you come off the tunnel road on to 97. There's like two state troopers there and one Anne Arundel County cop.
Man.
They're blowing everything down. So whatever it is, and I looked over there, I thought I saw a body, but I think it was just, I'm hoping it was just some kind of debris in the road, but it looked, oh no, it was weird. It looked like a bloody coat.
Where was this, Stan?
It was on the southbound side. If you were coming out of the tunnel going south on 97, the ramp.
So it's a busy traffic
everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's crazy then because we got action on the bridge. We got action on Kent Island, Kent Narrows, kind of crazy stuff.
I had my fingers crossed because all I had to do was jump on 50 and off 50. And I said, please, Lord, let it be further up.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
Well, a quick happy Mother's Day to the missus.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm ticked off because I just missed you by about 3 miles the other week when you were down there at Bay County.
Oh, man.
I'm saying, Mr. Allen, be quiet. Where are you? Mr. Allen, be quiet. Where are you? Hey, we're right down here on Solomon's Island. You're, I was just off 97.
Oh, man. Sorry about that. Yeah, we'll catch up. No question.
I can't wait to catch up.
So, Stan, is it true? Is there a fuel tanker truck shortage of drivers?
Not to my knowledge, there's not, but.
Well, that's the big report that the truck driving schools are all shut down because of COVID and they can't find enough drivers to drive fuel trucks. So the gas at your local station is not going to be delivered and there's going to be a shortage and the gas price is going to go through the roof. I think we're being set up for a fall, brother.
Does this mean I can stay home?
No, this means you got to work overtime.
Did there is no overtime. I just work.
I hear you.
Well, Donald Community College does a course now. I want to retire. They're training drivers to become tanker yankers, and now they're looking for dispatchers, too, because the dispatchers are in short. So I don't know. We're just going to have to pay at the pump. That's all there is to it. You know,
that's a shame.
The
new sheriff in town. Deputy dog.
If it is. I mean, we weathered the storm before when it gets up to $5 a gallon. You know, we're going to pay it.
No question.
I'm stuff all day, and I still shop.
Yep. I hear you, buddy.
There's no benefit. There's no freebies in this business. But what I was going to tell you before, that the gentleman that called about I can't even remember what kind of fish it was.
Yeah.
You'd be amazed. Just bake them in the oven to flake them. And
oh, catfish? Oh, yeah.
And catfish, bluefish, any fish, well, within reason.
Yeah.
Even tuna fish with a little bit of Old Bay.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It works every time.
Sounds like a plan, buddy. Sounds like a plan. Yep.
And then I can go home and kick my boots off for about 8 hours, and then we're going to do this thing again. I just wish this show was longer because you guys are my favorite. I wait all week for this.
Well, we appreciate that.
That makes my day. Thank you so much.
We're thinking of moving the family. I'm waiting to get to your congressman's section of town while he's still there.
I got it.
I love it. All right, all. Enjoy
all right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
You'll weather the storm. We'll talk to you on in a little bit. Be careful now and enjoy.
All right, man.
You also.
Take care. See ya.
We'll see you.
Bye-bye. There goes Stan. Okay. Whew. That was quite a flurry of activity there, wasn't it?
That was nice.
We like it. We like to be active, that's for sure. So, all right. So somebody brought up guns for some reason. I can't figure out why, but guess what? We're going to talk about Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, and we're going to talk about a couple of firearms. We're going to talk about high-powered rifles today, and one of those is going to be the Hell's Canyon. And the Hell's Canyon comes in three different models. It comes in the Speed model, the Long Range model, and the McMillan models. They're all in arid urban camo. These are cool-looking guns. They're a DuraTouch finish, composite stock. The barrel and all the metal is finished with Cerakote, fluted barrel, sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake. In case you want to get a suppressor, you can do that. Now, that's a whole other process that we've done in a past show. Detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, an adjustable trigger, bolt action in select calibers. If you're looking for a 6.5 Creedmoor or something along those lines, this is the firearm that you want to get for a little bit longer range shooting. If you have an opportunity to do that, maybe you're headed out west or, you know, somewhere else. The other one I want to talk to you about is the BAR, the Mark III Hell's Canyon Speed in the same camo pattern. This is a auto loader, comes in a burnt bronze Cerakote finish, ATAC arid urban camo, composite shim adjustable stock to fit anybody, an inflex recoil pad, and this firearm is available as an autoloader in most calibers, a large selection of calibers, including magnums and short magnum calibers as well. Both of those can be found at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit Number 9. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. All right. Weather's a little cool this week, but guess what? It's going to be nice. It's going to be nice soon, and you're going to want to get out in your backyard. You're going to want to set the crab pot up and do a little steaming and have some friends and family over, and you want to gather around the picnic table and, you know, steam up some crabs and some red skin potatoes and some corn on the cob all in the same pot. And get out there, maybe do some hamburgers and hot dogs on the grill or a couple steaks or something like that. Maybe you want to smoke a baby back ribs with some of Robin's special rub on it. Well, all that, you can get set up for all that at Backyard Billy's. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood and outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds and backyard Billy's backyards, free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And in the showroom, see everything that goes along with that, all the furniture, the freestanding deck umbrellas, the fire pits and the fire rings, the Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe grills and smokers. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, and Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44 in Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Remote control, big screen TV with stereo, football
Robin.
He's a barking, but he's running.
Robin.
He's a hunting.
Robin. Let's talk to Dale. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
How you doing, buddy?
All right. Happy Mother's Day, Robin.
Thank you, Dale.
You're welcome.
Same to your
Alan,
wife,
Alan, gentleman
please.
Called about the catfish.
Yeah.
I think what he may have been referring to, and I might be wrong, but there was a federal requirement put in, I think it was through the Commerce Department, that that's Maryland cat to sell the blue catfish, they had to be inspected.
Right.
I thought it was a federal requirement. I think hopefully they've taken that away because it was a real detriment.
Yes.
To the guys trying to sell those blue catfish.
Gotcha.
It just really really hampered them. And if that's going away, certainly that will help them.
That will help a lot. You're right.
So, but
okay.
A couple of other problems with blue catfish, they don't transport as well as channels. They're not as docile.
Yes.
And
I know. I wrestled an 80-pounder one time.
Yeah. Well, and again, those bigger size ones, most of the markets prefer a catfish, you know, 12 to 18 inches. They're
yeah.
a lot, and that's why the farm-raised catfish are so popular, because they're a lot easier to handle.
Sure.
And that southern market for channel catfish, farm-raised, is just, I was in the store last night, and they had catfish fillets, but they were all farm-raised.
Yep, no
and
question.
And certainly a wild catfish, I think, is much better eating than a...
no question, given the conditions they're raised in, you're right.
So.
All right, buddy.
All right, Alan.
Thanks for the call. I'll call you
all
later
right,
this
well,
week. Take care,
you bet.
See you, Dale.
Let's talk to Walt. Walt?
Actually, Walt hung up. Keith.
Hey, Keith, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Alan, I got like 2 minutes, so I'm going to talk fast. I wanted to comment on the tanker driver shortage with you.
Yeah.
I'm 21 years in the transportation business. I live in Jessup,
right.
Maryland.
Okay.
It is a setup. There's not a shortage of drivers, as they say.
Right.
That profession is a six-figure job.
No question.
And so it's the same
SSDD.
The same narrative that's being given us to the lumber shortage. There's not a lumber shortage. The lumber yards and the rail yards are completely full
right.
of lumber. It's a setup. I drove in North Dakota in the western oil fields for 5 years back in 2003, 2008.
Right.
One thing that the people need to keep in mind is $3 a gallon gas is actually good for the nation.
Yep.
Because it allows the domestic production of western North Dakota, western Texas to pump and provide us. And we need to have that $55-$65 barrel to justify their existence.
Right.
When it drops below that, they just stop and keep it in the ground,
yep.
which is the best storage available.
Listen, so, we got to let you go. We have less than 15 seconds, but
okay.
please call back next week. We'll talk about it a little further, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, enjoy this beautiful day, and do something special with your moms tomorrow. You only get one. Hug them while you got them.